Our Place, episode 522.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi all and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing? I think we're doing all right, really.
Yeah, yeah. And apologies, apparently I was a bit quiet. I don't know what, I didn't sound quiet in my headphone except further away. I always sound further away though.
Yeah.
Which I am, because we're...
It's the way we're doing it.
Yeah.
If I plugged into a mixer and all that, we'd have wires everywhere, so we'd have mics.
Yeah, we haven't got enough tie clips now.
On each other.
Mics now, have we?
Don't think so.
No. They broke, didn't
I've
they?
Got one good tie clip mic, but not two. So.
No, it broke. They broke, and we don't do a lot of things now that warrant it. So apologies for that. Let's hope it's not quiet. I mean, I'm sitting more or less as close as I can get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I can hear you through my headphones.
Yeah, well, that's right, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, how are you doing? I think we're okay, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Think so.
So, yeah. So, what have we been up to, Ange?
Well, let's see. I can't remember when we last did it, but I don't remember much before the 13th of March. I don't think much happened, did it, before that?
No, not really. No,
Our lives would have just gone on and as normal as is.
Yeah,
they?
Yeah.
On the 13th, of course, was my birthday.
Tell them about your birthday.
Well, but when we had our morning break about, I don't know, what, half 10 was it? We normally do, don't we? I knew what I was getting for a present because I'd asked for it. I wanted a pink E2.
Yeah.
And of course, then
you did, which is a speaker for those
speaker,
who don't know.
Yeah. I think people who've listened regularly know what it is. But yes, yeah. For those who don't know, it's a Wi-Fi and Bluetooth speaker, basically.
Yeah.
And anyway, so this big box was put in my hand, and I'm like, well, that's a bit big, isn't it, that box? And so you confessed that Emma had put it in a bigger box.
Yes, she did.
Taped it down. And so that box we eventually got into, and its own box is a bit tricky because you've got a little bit of tape, but it's a nice little box, a nice box. They try to make them, didn't they? So they make them like Apple.
A bit like Apple, yes.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I did eventually get in, and it was this speaker, and... Well, what else can I say about a speaker? Not a lot at that point, because I didn't do anything to set it up that day.
Okay.
Because we were going to go out in the afternoon, weren't we?
Yeah.
And which, of course, we had to get ready to go out, which we duly went out, and it's been getting on for 3:30, wasn't it? Because we went to the show that we couldn't go to on the 27th, the Motown the Musical.
Yeah.
In Shaftesbury Theatre in the West End of London, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we went there, but before we went to the theatre, we had dinner in, what's it called, Wildwood Kitchen or something.
Yes, yeah.
Very close by to the theatre it was. There's a few food places there, and that was one of them, and that was really nearby. That was really pleasant food, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it anyway.
But then, of course, what I wasn't expecting... Now, this is usually happens if they have a dinner for family. They usually... Charlotte usually gets a cake. But I thought that wouldn't... It happened this time because we're not at home. We're nowhere near home. So, you know, but it did happen. What Charlotte had done is she'd got James to get two cakes because we were celebrating mine and my father-in-law's birthday. Because we had to postpone the thing because the show was supposed to be for his birthday. We got these two cakes after dinner. And the one was a chocolate one and the other was a vanilla, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was a lovely surprise. I didn't expect cake.
No.
Not at all.
No, so that was nice.
So it was nice.
Yeah.
And then we had a very nice evening, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And we got home, what, about 11:30, was it?
About 11:30-ish. And we went door to door, didn't we?
Yeah,
we actually went in a taxi.
Because it worked out, because there was enough of us going, it worked out to be cheaper.
It worked out to be cheaper, yeah.
Well, just as cheap and easy to do.
Yeah.
So that was nice. It was pretty, very nice. Yeah, I think by the time we got home, it was about 11:30, 11:15, something like that.
Yeah.
It was all very nice.
It was.
And I don't think much happened the rest of that week, did it? Until Saturday.
No, I don't think so.
And then Maureen came to see us Saturday.
Yep.
And bought me a birthday card and gave me some money for my birthday.
Yep.
And, Emma had given me money for my birthday. Not money, sorry. Emma had given me a gift for my birthday.
That's right.
She gave me some gift set of things like lotions and things like that, and some perfume called White Grace, which I've never heard of before.
Mm. You haven't worn it yet, have you?
No.
No?
No, but yeah, so that was all that, which was all very nice. And I didn't expect more presents for my birthday either. I only expected the one present, so that was nice. Oh, yeah, and on the Wednesday, that's right, the 14th, my father-in-law come up and he bought me a bottle of whiskey, didn't they?
That's right, yeah.
And, Famous Grouse.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect that either, so I had more presents than I normally get.
And he also put a heater up for us, didn't he?
Yes,
Yeah, that was when he brought the whiskey up.
I thought he'd put the heater up the following week. One of the weekends when he brought the dinner up, which we've...
That's right, on
to
the
that.
Saturday, yeah, we haven't
we
got to there.
About
oh,
that.
Yes, we've already done that.
Yeah,
that was right. No, beg your pardon. So,
we must
no,
have done that.
He put a picture up of Mum, that's right.
Yeah.
In
did.
The dining
he
room.
He asked you where you wanted it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's
so
that.
That was good.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the weekend, well, nothing much happened, I don't think, then until last Wednesday when you went to Fareham. To an exhibition.
Yeah.
And while he was there, my father-in-law came around to adjust the heater because it's not...
Yeah.
It didn't seem to be...
That's right.
...coming on when it was cold.
That's right, yeah.
And, You rang up at the point, didn't you? So you...
Yeah.
You rang me up while he was here.
That's it, yeah.
For something. So that's that day. Nothing... You can tell me about your day then.
Well, nothing really happened at Fareham. We did a good day, as it happens. You know, we made some good sales. But, you know, and I saw this new product that Sight and Sound are selling called the Buzz Clip, which is quite interesting because it's a bit like Ray. If anyone knows what Ray is, it's a mobility aid that vibrates when you approach an object. But the difference is that it's got a kind of big crocodile clip type thing on it, and also the crocodile clip can be completely open so that you can hold it in your hand instead of putting it on. But the crocodile clip allows you to put it on your body, so you can wear it kind of on a shirt so that the bottom of the clip or the inside of the clip is actually on your chest, physically on your body, you know. And then as you walk along, you can feel it on your chest or wherever you are. And I actually wore it myself. And it's good because you can use it hands-free. So you can put it on, and if you go to a loo somewhere, you can carry on using it. Whereas Ray, you have to put it in your hand. So once you've found what you need, you have to put Ray in your pocket, you know, while you do your stuff and so on. But this is hands-free, so you can actually wear it like a badge. You can wear it like one of those passes, Ange, if you know what I mean. Mm. Like, you know, it just clips onto you. The clip opens... And it clicks shut when it's clipped onto your chest or whatever, you know. Mm. So that is, that, as it were, is, you know, what that's all about. So that was pretty cool. And then we got home about seven, I guess, didn't we?
Yeah.
About seven. We had a nice long time in front of the TV in the evening. And then back to work as usual. And
you can tell us about Thursday night now. That's the next thing that happened, isn't it? Unusual.
Well, what happened Thursday night?
You did that multi-room presentation.
Oh, yeah. I did a multi-room speaker presentation.
Yes.
If you're a member of BCAB, the British Computer Association of the Blind, you will be able to download that presentation that we did. They've got it as a recording. And Jackie talked about Sonos, and I talked about Jackie Brown, that is, who's a member of BCAB. She talked about Sonos, and I talked about Blue Sound. And it went down quite well, and we've had some interest since then. I had lots of questions about Blue Sound as well as Sonos, and so that was good. Jackie fielded the questions about Sonos with a little bit of help from me, but not much. And I fielded the questions about Blue Sound, with which Jackie's not familiar. So it was a good cross of two multi-room, high-end multi-room systems. They are expensive. They're considered purchases. So, that's what I did Thursday night. And then we come to yesterday, which was just work, really.
But in the meantime, in the last week, we've been doing my PIP form, personally.
We've been doing your PIP form, yes.
It's now done.
Yeah.
And got sent off.
And also, I note that the walk for Android is no longer accessible if you've got version 2 of the walk. I've written to them about this, but they don't seem that interested in making it accessible. Just out of interest, I downloaded Zombies Run, which is by the same company, and that is still accessible at the moment. So if you want something to go walking with and play audio game, adventure game, then that's really good. It's quite interesting having zombies shooting at you while you're walking through your headphones, you know, and things like that. Not to be advised when you're doing mobility on your own, but if you're walking with a guide, it's quite fun, you know, where you don't have to concentrate that much. Or if you're walking around the house, it just does things while you're walking around the house. Eats the battery a bit, I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
But it's fun to play with. And yesterday I was just walking around the house and listening to it playing this pretend radio station about how to survive a zombie apocalypse and things like that, you know, and all this kind of good stuff. So I did that. And what have I been working on the last couple of weeks, Angie? What did I discover?
I thought there was something else I was going to say, but I can't remember. So, yeah, Reaper. A program called Reaper.
Reaper, yeah. So, in a very, very tiny nutshell, because Reaper is as complicated as it gets in terms of features, or as multifaceted as it gets, I should say, Reaper is a multi-track sound editor. And this is really cool. It's no more expensive than Goldwave. It costs $60, but I'm evaluating at the moment because you get a 60-day evaluation.
Said it works forever.
Which I think is... I don't know if it works forever or not, because now it's started telling me how many days I've been running it for.
Because you seem to have the impression it works.
That's what they gave me the impression on the course that I'm going to talk about.
But maybe it doesn't anymore.
I'm not sure that it does work forever. But even if it does work forever, I think you should buy it if you're going to like it and get something out of it. But it's, for those who don't know the difference, it's hard to explain, but a single track editor actually puts things on a single track. So if you paste a file, you're destructively editing that track. Multi-track editors allow you to put different files on different tracks. And then you can move them in time and manipulate them and line them up and all kinds of fun things that you can't do with a single track editor. And Reaper, in fact, I was introduced to Reaper when I bought my mixer. Oh, Angie bought my mixer for Christmas. And they had a recording guide and they mentioned Reaper in that recording guide. And I'd never heard of it before. And now I found out that you've got Reaper and you've got two access plugins that you can use. ReAccess, which is no longer being developed, and you've got Osara, O-S-A-R-A, which I can't remember all what it stands for, but it's open source access to Reaper for all, I believe, or something like that, you know. So, and that is developed by the same people who develop NVDA, and it's pretty darn good. And I downloaded this course from Cisco Vision, which is in Australia. I'll put all the links to the course and stuff on the show notes. And I also joined a public list called Reaper Without Peepers, which amuses me, that does.
It's good, that.
The people that taught the course that I'm talking about, the audio course, because there's two audio courses on Reaper, and I haven't even finished the first one yet. One is for general general Reaper stuff, and the second is Reaper with MIDI. And now, so this is going to be interesting to me as well, because you can apparently connect Reaper to your keyboard, your MIDI keyboard, and you can compose using MIDI, Reaper and MIDI and things like that. So I've just got into sound editing with Reaper on a very basic scale, and I've had one or two problems with it, but the list have been extremely helpful, including some of the teachers that were on that course have actually come back, in particular Derek Lane, and I'd like to thank him publicly. Kerry Hoth, who's an administrator, but he also is into audio, and he's been helping me out on the list as well. And Justin McLeod, who's another teacher, and I believe he's from the UK. He certainly sounds like he's from the UK. He's very English voice, and he's been teaching Reaper on that course as well. And he's been coming up with one or two tips as well. So thank you to all the teachers, and of course to Jessica Silver, who I haven't seen on the list, so I haven't been able to say thank you personally to, but some of her demos, she's been demoing things like effects and editing and all kinds of things, and that's all been great too. And she's been working alongside Derek. So these courses have been really, really brilliant for me. I bought a course from Brian Hartgen, and to be fair, it didn't go into anything really that I wanted to learn. Like, it didn't go into SEO drivers. It didn't go into really into advanced multi-track editing and all kinds of stuff. So it really, though, is a good, you know, getting started on a very simple level to Reaper. And I will link to Brian's course as well. So although Brian's course gave me the impetus, it didn't really give me the information that I wanted, since I already do editing of sound and things like that, except on a very basic level in terms of what's the difference between a single track and a multi-track editor. And because of this, I want to get to a point where I can train people to use Reaper, because I think Reaper is the best sound editor I've ever seen, bar none, and I've never looked back since I came across Reaper. So I've been really excited about this and going through it and absorbing it like a sponge, haven't I, Ange?
Yeah, indeed.
And as I say, there's a bug in my ASIO drivers, which causes Reaper not to scrub, so I'm having to use the standard Windows drivers. But, you know, that's things I can contact Soundcraft about when I'm more au fait with Reaper, and talk to the Soundcraft people about that and see if we can't get those bugs fixed. Although they don't seem to update their drivers that often. The last update was June 2017. So it's unfortunate, but, let's see if they do any more updates. But as I say, I will contact... who am I? Soundcraft about this.
Well, the more people who contact people with a problem, the higher up the queue they're likely to go, aren't they?
Yeah, so basically my bug involves scrubbing. This is where you hold down or press the left and right arrow keys, and the audio moves back and forth in very small increments, and you should get audio. Well, where my audio moves, it does move, I get no audio when I use the SEO drivers. And we've gone through a few troubleshooting steps on the Reaper list, and I do believe it's a bug in the SEO drivers for Kraftwerk. So we'll see what they have to say about it. I've still got some more playing to do, it's really quite cool what you can do with Reaper. It's amazing, in fact, what you can do with Reaper. And but it's a whole new way of learning, because instead of recording destructively into a WAV file now, you're recording on several tracks of a project, and then you, what they call, render the project when you've finished, which saves it all to one WAV file or FLAC file, and you're not destructively editing the individual file. So you can see the immediate advantage of that, can't you, Ange?
Mm.
Because
yeah,
you can always move back to the original version of the WAV if you mess something up, you know. So this is really cool. I'm loving Reaper. Mm. To that end, the reason I'm telling you all this rubbish and waffle is that I am going to start trying to edit the podcast with Reaper. So if there are any glitches, forgive me. Tell me about them, but forgive me. Be gentle with me, because I'm new to Reaper. Not new to sound editing, but I'm new to Reaper. So, but there are tons of effects that you get with Reaper Free, EQ effects and things like that. And there are tons of compressors and limiters and all those kinds of things. I shall be playing in the next few weeks with Reaper, but I'm hoping to start today or tomorrow by editing the podcast with Reaper. So hopefully, eventually you'll see an improvement in sound quality as well. Wish me luck, folks. Yeah. But be gentle with me. And, you know, tell me about things. Please tell me about them, because I won't learn if you don't. But, you know, I am beginning at Reaper, and Reaper is a hell of a product to get through, because there's so many things you can do with it, so many of which excite me that I want to know about, I want to learn about. So there we are. That's Reaper. Have you remembered what you wanted to say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but go on then.
Before I do, there's another thing I should say. Of course, I said I hadn't set the E2 up on the Tuesday, and some people might be thinking, well, did you ever? Yeah, I did. It was the day you went for your walk, wasn't it?
Yes.
I got it on the Wi-Fi. It was simpler. I said to you, will you help me with it? And it didn't happen when I'd said, because we got into other things. I was going to say then a Wednesday morning break, but we didn't for whatever reason, and I did it while you was out anyway, so I didn't need any help, did I?
No, so that was...
It is a shame that the app is a bit... There are unlabeled buttons. But you can use it once you get into your music and all that.
Yeah, the app is a bit rubbish, but...
You could get into your music and do that and...
Yeah.
Look, but really, I've been using it for total convenience at the moment. If I wanted to play something, I've been pressing the button and asking it to play whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Which is nice. It's nice and easy, you know, easy.
Yep.
And I've Bluetoothed it to my iPhone. That looks to be working quite well as well.
Yeah, good.
Again, I haven't used it in anger.
No.
But that's a secondary. The Bluetooth is a secondary thing. It's more for a wireless speaker. At least I've got a couple of wireless. The other day I wanted to take my Flex into the bathroom.
Mm.
Of course, again, for anyone new, that's a speaker again, but we've talked loads about that because I love it, still love it to bits, that one. It still blows me away, the Blue Sound speakers do.
All yes.
But it wanted to do an upgrade, and I thought it was carrying on doing this upgrade, and I knew it was because the buttons were flashing, and it wouldn't let me select. I couldn't see the amount of tracks in an albums to play. I thought, okay, I'll take my little Wi-Fi speaker in and I'll play something. So I got that to, I can't remember what I asked it to play. Oh yeah, something by I do remember now. But yeah, I got that to do that instead. So I should always have something to use in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, if the battery's gone on one, I should have another. Shouldn't
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, you got three things, didn't you? You got your Jambox as well.
Yeah, for purely your pod, but I had no podcasts.
Yeah.
Because I would have took the Jambox in anyway.
Yeah.
But I had no podcasts, or not enough to be worth it for a bath, you know, bath time.
Hmm.
But yeah, all good fun. These speakers have different cases, and of course the E2 doesn't have Cobbers as a service. I don't know how you pronounce it. Cobbers? I've no idea.
I don't either.
It doesn't have it as a service. It has Tidal, of course, and it has... Well, I think we've said before, Spotify, but you've got to do it from the Spotify app, haven't you, with that and things like that. And
yeah.
Amazon Music, of course. Which, of course, is what it was playing for me when I was asking it to play tracks by speaking to it.
Yeah.
Play... various things. All good fun.
Mm-hmm.
All good fun.
Wow. Anything else?
The other thing I said, we've started again to look, we've been looking to get a milk round again, like we used to have years ago. I don't know when we've stopped having it. I actually don't remember, but it was either at the end of the 90s or the beginning of the 20th, 21st centuries, at the end of the 20th, because we'd had the milk round ever since we moved here. It was very common then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it became a bit of a naff service in the end. They would take ages to come for their money, you know, and you couldn't. Now, of course, a lot of milk ones you can pay online. The one we've been recommended, you can pay online, or you can do direct debit, or you can actually give your milkman the cash if it's your preference. So you've got several choices. But the reason we went back to it again, because we'd been talking to Steve's auntie Maureen, of course, their family, they're doing, is it her son's milk?
Yeah.
Set it up anyway, they're doing it, aren't they, as a family business?
Yeah.
And she was saying, you know, lots of people are going back to having glass bottles. And of course you said, I can't say I know for sure, but I would imagine it's true, because plastic has this funny smell to it, don't it? And you said, oh, I wouldn't mind doing it again, you said, because it does taste nicer in a glass bottle.
A glass of milk from a glass bottle is much better than a glass of milk in a plastic from a plastic bottle.
Yeah. But we probably would never have given up the service if it hadn't been gone really rather naff. So the mistake we made was not making complaints to Express Dairies as it was then.
Yeah.
That we should have made, as we used to have our milk from, because you could ring them up. There was we knew their phone number. I'm sure we had it, didn't we? Yeah. We didn't actually go to enough trouble to complain about the lack of. But one milkman said to me, "You're the only one. I think there's only you here now having the milk." It was a bit. But we found another one, and it's recommended in somebody who lives not that far away.
Yeah.
Great Ashby, isn't she?
Well, actually, it was Becky, my previous assistant. So for people who have been listening before,
she's in Great Ashby, isn't
they would
she?
Probably remember us talking about Becky.
Is that right? Is it Great Ashby?
No.
Well, she's not in
Great. Stevenage, just around the corner from us.
Well, I thought it was Great Ashby.
Oh, is it?
That's not far from us either.
No.
But she's not far from us, no.
No, she's in Stevenage, so her address is.
She used to pop home at lunchtimes.
Yeah, that's right.
So, didn't she? So,
she'd
look at her washing, get her washing in or something.
Yeah. But anyway, she recommended
them. She said she'd had a great service from this company, Marlow Dairy.
Marlow Dairy Produce. .co.uk. They're a local, so they deliver across Hertfordshire. They're not UK wide.
No, they've got seven milkmen.
They've got seven milkmen, apparently, yeah.
And some staff. I can't remember how many staff they said they got other than that. But it's a couple. It's run by a couple.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
And they're not based far away. They're in Hitchin now, they are. Started somewhere else. In Hitchin, I think.
But that's what we're aiming to do.
Yes.
That's what we're aiming
to
do.
So we thought, well, we'll give it another go, because it can be useful. And this bad weather put it again in mind. And you saying about how it was nice, so you'd like the milk out of a glass bottle.
Yeah.
And it put it in mind. And the bad weather, I think, they always tried, they never fail. And Becky said they never fail to reach them, even in the bad weather.
No.
So if you've got nothing, and you can get bread off them. So if you really feel you might get stuck and it's bad, you can actually order I don't know how flexible their ordering system is yet.
No.
Milk is the main thing we want.
Yeah.
Probably some orange juice or something like that as well.
Yeah. But we'll see.
I haven't decided on the bread yet, because I like my Co-op bread just as much as the King's Meal bread, which is what they do, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
But, I don't know. I haven't decided on that, because that's a useful thing to always have in.
Mm.
But anyway,
Yeah.
It all looks...
We're
going to look at that, but at the moment we've got enough milk. We don't need to worry about that yet. They do plastic bottles as well, and glass bottles. Cause
they do, yes.
Some people do buy a lot of milk.
Yeah, yeah.
And they use a lot of milk, some families, some people do, don't they?
Yeah.
And it's probably easier to buy a plastic bottle.
Yeah. So, I think that is it, isn't it?
I think so.
I think it's it anyway.
I can think of nothing else.
No, me either, except to say if you want to contact us, ourplace@comproom.co.uk. If you want to be added to our Dropbox feed, just ask me, and then you can be added as a folder, your own folder, and then you can drop MP3s if you want your voice on the podcast, or you can email ourplace@comproom.co.uk and we will relay the email to the podcast. If you send us anything that you don't want on the podcast, but is just personally for Angie and I, please tell me at the beginning that you don't want it on the podcast. Because if you don't, it might get on the podcast.
It might well.
Because usually I assume that if somebody sends in something and says, "Hi, everyone," and then starts carry on talking, they want it on the podcast. Yeah. So the best thing is at the beginning of any contribution, if you do it, tell us, please, if you don't want it on the podcast. Otherwise, you can assume it will be. Okay. I think that's going to do it for this week. What do you reckon?
Yeah. And anybody got have a milk round? Have you ever? Did you give it up? Did you go back?
Yeah. Anyone?
We're interested in things like that.
Yeah.
How do? You go to the supermarket, which I've been doing for many years, and buying it?
Because it's cheaper in the supermarket.
It is cheaper. Well, the plastic bottles are cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's this big thing about getting rid of plastic, and the milk rounds are coming back again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I thought. It's worth giving it another crack now.
Yeah. So tell us, do you use? Do you have a milkman? Do you buy your milk online? Do you buy it from the supermarket? How do you do it? All interested to know. We are. And as I say, if I manage to edit with Reaper this week, I'll tell you next week. If I don't, I'll go back to my traditional way of editing, single track land, because I know how to do that, and it's fairly easy.
Yeah.
But I will do my best to see what I can reap with Reaper. Oh. So I'm going to say cheerio, unless you've got anything else to say, Ange.
No, bye from me. Till next time.
Yep. So we will see you, as Angie said, next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.